Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Immediately. Let's see the way it is put in the Bible. Matthew chapter 3. Verse 17. See the way it is put. Oh my. Hallelujah. And lo, as he came out of that water, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, chapter 4, which is the next verse, verse 1. He said, then, after he came out, filled with the Holy Ghost, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into where? To do what? To do what? Oh, glory be to God. Hey. I am saying something, oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit of God, oh, that pushed him to Satan to be. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Prince who? Harry of the United Kingdom. The royal family. He is a future king of England. Eh? He cannot just sit down there and become a king. So, he joined the military. He underwent all the training all the other soldiers go through. They were fighting in Iraq. He was among the soldiers that went to Iraq. He was also a fighter pilot. The strike force of the British Army. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Why are they allowing him to go there? Preparing him for the position that he has been ordained for. Praise the Lord. And he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Hallelujah. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And he was let loose to the devil. For him to be tried, for him to be tempted. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Did he pass? I said, did he pass? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8. Oh, glory be to God. He said, though he, Jesus, we are a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus himself underwent training. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus himself underwent training. The Bible says he grew in stature. And in wisdom, he grew. He grew. And after he passed all the trials, after he passed all the trials, then we come to the transfiguration. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. Verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Because they saw Moses and Elijah. Verse 5. While Peter yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud. We said what? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. What did he add? Hear ye. Two stages. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you have received the spirit of sonship. But you are still a baby. After you have passed through the trials, after you have grown, after you have been trained, then he sees that I can commit authority now over to you. Then he can announce again to everywhere, this is my beloved son. Now hear you him. Anything he says is as good as I have spoken. That is the adoption. Hallelujah. After that, now Jesus Christ could stand and say, I and my Father are one. If you see me, you see my Father. Why? He added, he said, my Father judges no man. He said, but he committed all judgment to his Son. And he added, my Father, hear me always. Because I do the things that please him. That is why he heareth me always. And he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And told his disciples in Matthew chapter 19, verse 18, all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority. The Father, therefore, subjected all things under his feet. After he found him suitable. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is the way Apostle Paul put it in Philippians chapter 2. Can we read it? From verse 13. Let's go up a little bit. Verse 6. Go up again. Verse 3. Hallelujah. He said, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Then see where I'm going. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. This is where I am going. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Let's read on up to verse 9. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of what? A servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Because he said, if it is possible. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when he saw what was awaiting him in the hands of his enemy, if it is possible, Father, take this cup away from me. But he added, yet not my will, but your own will be done. He subjected himself to the will of the Father. Verse 5. Wherefore, because he obeyed, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Authority. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Why? Because he obeyed. And remember, the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey. Authority, power is given to them that obey. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here he says, after he was proved, then whatever he said was as good as the Father has spoken. He can sign my check. And when he speaks, I have spoken. Hallelujah. All authority has been given to him. Praise the Lord. William Branham is another example in this age. Apostle Paul was another example that we know of, at least from the Bible. And in this our day, the same thing with William Branham. You study the ministry of William Branham, there are two characteristics, or three, that you see identified in that ministry. Number one was humility. Number two was obedience to the Spirit. And number three was faithfulness in the ministry. And he cherished these three virtues. He held on to it. When the angel told him, if you're going to be successful in the ministry, he said, beware of three things. Women, popularity that brings pride, and money. And he watched over that. He watched it seriously. And he got to a point where he began to meditate. And we know the story. And God began to tell him about the power of the spoken word. You can speak a squirrel to existence. That was his adoption. That was William Branham's adoption. If you ever listen to the audio tapes, when he reaches a stage at the altar, when he's ministering, you will not hear him praying in Jesus' name again. Adoption. Remember, in that bush, he only said, let there be squirrel there. He didn't say, in the name of Jesus, let there be squirrel. No. Hallelujah. That was the adoption. That was the adoption. William Branham will stay after discerning you, and he will tell you, do you believe me to be a servant of God? I see your mother sick. Your mother is suffering from cancer. That is why you are here. Do you believe me to be a servant of God? You say, go, your mother is healed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, do you believe me? He will not tell you. He said, the great Elohim himself came to Abraham. While he was talking with Abraham, Sarah was at the back side of the tent, preparing food, overheard the discussion between God and Abraham, promising them a child in their old age, and she laughed. And then he said, without seeing her face to face, say, why is she laughing? And William Branham will say, if that same God is here now, he say, can he do the same thing? He will turn back. There's a woman at the back. Oh, Lord, send another Elijah to pray your power down. Send a fire. Also send the rain. To heal the sick. Raise the dead and glorify your name. Oh Lord, I want to be a mother like I am. Elijah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Elijah and Elisha! Amen. Elisha reached that same stage. Elijah reached that same stage. If I be a servant of God, let fire come down. Her fire came down. Hallelujah. There will be no rain or due. He said, according to my word. And it was so. It's not everybody that can speak like that. It will happen, no? You have to grow to that level. You have to grow to that level. Naaman came to Elisha. Who took over from Elijah? He got to a stage. They brought Naaman. He didn't come out of the room. Go and tell that fox. Go to Jordan. Dip 7 times. He didn't come out to see a general. He did not kill any animal. Shed any blood. He did not come for family deliverance in his village. Eh? He did not give him fasting. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of us, we have refused to grow. That's why the anointing you began with has remained the same. The process of maturing to that level, that process that we go through, we'll look at it next Sunday. God bless you. Glory. Can we stand up? Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Burden in my heart. Now this message I am preaching, I'm preaching to myself too. I should be higher than this. Eh? After 17 years in pastoral ministry, I'm still shouting before demons are going out. When I should just pass, my shadow will cast out the fear. And I didn't understand. 1990, when I asked the Lord, what is my part in the ministry? 1990, this ministry started 8 years after 1998. 1990, I was leaning and praying. And then as I prayed that prayer, I got caught up. I began to show me. And I've been telling you, I have told my wife, I have told Pastor Thomas, I have told everybody that is close to me. I said, there is something God has showed me about the ministry that I have not yet seen manifest. But I know there is nothing God has shown me that did not come to pass. Until God began to quicken this to me, then I know, say, I am the hindrance of myself. Amen. I have refused to grow. So I remain in the same level. I should be in a level now. When you come, I just say, go, it is well, and it must be well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You just tell the Lord, your hand on your chest. Be very humble over it. Lord, reveal my hindrance to me. What is it that is stopping my Christian life from moving forward? Lord, reveal the hindrance to me. I am ready to obey. Open your mouth and talk to God. I want to move from this present level. I want to move from this present level.
God.
What are those things that are hindering my spiritual growth? Papa, take them away from me. What are those things that are drawing me back when I want to move forward in my work with you? Papa, take them away from me. It's a serious matter. When we receive the Holy Ghost, the Bible says we see the spirit of adoption. But have you been adopted? What are those in Papa that make me stagnant in my spiritual journey? When I take 3 steps forward, by the time I know it, I've taken 6 steps backward. What are those in Father? Take them away from me. If you deliver, you are my deliverer, deliver me. So that I will meet up your expectation in this divine call. So that nobody will take my own position or overtake me in this journey. Pray and be sincere. It's a loaded, it's overloaded, a challenging message. Pray. They don't pray sincerely. Except you are satisfied where you are in your work with God. But remember, Bible says we receive the spirit of adoption when we are baptized with the Holy Ghost. But have you been adopted? Where are you now in this journey? I am challenged, I myself. No true believer will hear the message that will not be challenged. Except you're just playing religion. If you have received the spirit of adoption, why have you not been adopted yet? Why has it not displayed you? Except you are a hireling. A job as a servant and want to work and collect your money and go away. And collect all the benefits that God can give. And then you go away. Collect healing. Collect deliverance. Collect child. Collect business breakthrough. Collect divine protection. At the end of the day, you go away. Not my portion. Not your portion. Pray. Give me time to talk to God because this is a serious message. Talk to God sincerely, somebody. If you like, cry. Tell God, Father, what are those things that are hindering my spiritual advancement? Is it money? Is it I myself? Are they in my nature? Papa, carry out an operation. Take them away. I desire to move forward with you. I am not satisfied with my present spiritual estate. I should be stronger than this. If I say I'm a daughter of God, it's to be seen that I am truly a daughter of God. Daughter of God, son of God, your son, sick headache, you can't pray. Your son, your child, get fever, you can't pray. Daughter of God, son of God, you can't pray and the headache will disappear. Don't talk of God with the Holy Ghost inside. Something is wrong. Maybe I am not living right as a child of God. Papa, today, give me power to live right. Give me power to perfect righteousness. Give me power to perfect holiness. Give me power to perfect purity. Maybe I see at the altar court. Papa, today, give me the power to overcome myself, overcome my flesh, so I can enter the holy place. Every man of us is struggling with our flesh. Oh, the works of flesh, we are still battling with it every day. How can you move forward in that condition? Thank God, give me grace today, Papa, to mortify my members upon the face of the earth, so I can move forward to the holy place.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace. Abundant grace
to follow.
Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Hallelujah. Gracious God, thank you for the bread of life we have for us today. Lord, He has tear up our spirits. He has charged us, Lord, to take an inward look and examine our spiritual position and condition before you. Lord, let this unction you have poured out, let it never depart away from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, under this atmosphere, we are being challenged, oh God. When we leave this atmosphere, let the challenge never leave us in the name of Jesus Christ. Excellent Father, because it is in your will that we grow spiritually. Papa, send down power of spiritual growth and maturity upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, we are crying out for help. For you know us more than we know ourselves. Daddy, those things within us, oh God, whether they are eternal forces or external forces that have been drawing us back, that have been weighing us down today, Father, let your power challenge them on our behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Those forces, oh God, that have been contesting the ownership of our life with you. Eternal God, those demons and forces of power, perhaps from our background, perhaps many are inherited, that are challenging the ownership of our life with you. Today, Papa, may you put to them, oh God, that you are supreme over us in the name of Jesus Christ. For you are the one that paid our price when you died our debt and took for judgment on our behalf. And took our condemnation and discharged and acquitted us. Papa, that which you do, Papa, is not in vain. May your divine purpose, may your divine counsel be fulfilled in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you have given us the spirit of adoption. Daddy, may you move us forward into adoption of children of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, may you, if you have done it to our senior brother, even Christ the Lord, may you do up, Papa, with the other brethren in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, our Heavenly Father. Bless our pastor. Renourish me again, Papa, with the spiritual food in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, have your way. Papa, have your way. Papa, have your way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Welcome back. I hope with this exhortation, a child of God has seen the need to position yourself for maturity, for perfection. There's a need for us to move forward so that God can find us worthy to commit power, genuine power and authority to us. We will continue next time, and then I believe that something will happen that will set a revival in the body of Christ. God bless you. See you there.